USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley face off in the final Republican debate before the Iowa caucuses Wednesday night. The debate was hosted by CNN. At the same time, frontrunner Donald Trump held his own town hall event hosted by Fox News not far away in Des Moines. During the televised debate, DeSantis and Haley sparred over a range of topics. Each of the candidates was also asked about what they consider an insurrection to be.
At the end of the day, I will always defend and fight for the Constitution. That's what we should do as Americans. I think what happened on January 6th was a terrible day, and I think President Trump will have to answer for it.
Haley said it's wrong. Former President Trump cannot concede that he lost the election to President Biden in 2020. Amidst House Republicans' effort to compel Hunter Biden into Congress for closed-door testimony about their impeachment investigation into the Biden family, the president's son is stating his case about the calls.
If he had no involvement in your business.
Do you have a dad? Did he call you?
Yes.
Answer the phone?
Yes.
Okay. Biden had that exchange with a Fox Business reporter as Hunter walked the halls of Congress Wednesday. He appeared in the chambers unannounced to compel House Republicans to take his testimony out in the open. House GOP lawmakers, though, are poised to hold Hunter in contempt of Congress for refusing to go behind closed doors. The next winter storm to move across the U.S. will bring significant snowfall to at least 9 Midwest and Plains states through the next 36 hours or so. From Chicago, Illinois to Omaha, Nebraska, there are winter storm warnings and other winter weather alerts posted. The National Weather Service predicts 3 to 6 inches of snow in places that only days ago received a half foot or more. At the same time, there remain several thousand power outages as a result of Tuesday's wind and rainstorm in the Northeast. This is USA News.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts.
Chris Christie is dropping out of the race for president. Christie leaves little doubt he will not endorse the party's frontrunner, Donald Trump, either.
I have known him well for 22 years, more than anybody else in this race has known him.
During a New Hampshire town hall late Wednesday, Christie warned Republicans against supporting their current leading candidate for the White House. Former President Trump has largely disregarded Christie's candidacy, other than to poke fun at him on social media and in campaign ads. The NFL's Seattle Seahawks aren't parting ways with head coach Pete Carroll, but Pete Carroll will not be the head coach anymore. Carroll announcing Wednesday he will remain with the organization as an advisor and says it was a joint decision with management.
I'm freaking jacked. I'm fired up. I'm not tired. I'm not worn down.
Carroll thanked the players and owner Jody Allen. He says his role as an advisor is not yet determined. Carroll's been the Seahawks head coach since 2010, winning one Super Bowl and two NFC championships. The 2024 installment of Alabama's Hangout Music Festival will be headlined by Lana Del Rey. The singer-songwriter is joining Zach Bryan and Odessa's headliners. Other acts on the lineup include the Chainsmokers, Renee Rapp, Nelly, and Cage the Elephant. The festival will take place May 17th through the 19th. Passes are on presale starting this Friday. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Progressive asks, what do an escaped leopard?
We're live from the zoo where a leopard has escaped.
A growling stomach, an uneaten tuna sandwich, and a backdoor doggy door have in common? They can lead to an unexpected kitchen renovation.
Yeah, hi. Is this the zoo? Your leopard is in my kitchen.
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.